Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Definitely come down to it, and the only solution is with the way things are and this difference in mindset that we have here in the United States specifically, the only thing to do, what's going to have to be done is that the men are going to have to start seeing themselves differently. They're going to have to start looking at what it means to be an American, a person from the United States differently. A lot of men, especially, I'm going to state this, white American men, that traditional role of them being the epitome of what or representation of the United States, meaning them holding the majority of the wealth here in the United States, white American men, and them, if you take people from all over the world, how they look at the role, the position that white American men have, not only in the United States, but how they are looked at in other parts of the world as it prefers and pertains to the United States being the superpower that it once was, like that, and still kind of is. But how we have this different perspective that there is no middle ground. There is no compromise. There is no one group of people that see it differently, seeing it the way that other people are seeing it and meeting one another halfway, or the other group of people seeing how that group sees it and meeting them halfway. That's not going to happen. Different perspectives, different mindsets. It is the greatest gift that we have as humans, the ability to have our own opinion, our own mindset, our own way of dealing with things and viewing things and seeing things. And that doesn't mean that we don't complain about them and we don't point it out, but it means that we have a right to believe and see and live differently. Now, and it doesn't mean that it means that we have that right. But this is what is going to have to be done. You know, in the United States, that is, with it being predominantly white American, and even if you're taking it by a wealth perspective, and white Americans holding the majority of the wealth, white American being most definitely, and how traditionally that's been what the United States was built upon. People that had positional power, held positional power from the beginning. Now, and I'm talking about white Americans. Now, so, but we have this new growing, coming up mentality that is, I call it new age. Now, of change where, especially as it relates to specifically today, I'm going to speak about male-female relations romantically, because that's the most important, because the children that are being born, that's the next generation. The children that they have, that's the next generation, and they have, that's the next generation. We're talking about descendants. So always everything goes back in a country, goes back to who's been born, how they're being raised, and what they're going to do, this tone that's going to be set, what they'll bring in as it relates to how the generations change or what they change into, what is going to be the end result. And we already have what is already the new age mentality has a running start. They're going, they're making it happen. Those women are having boys, they're having sons, and they are feminizing them and creating the reality of the United States that woman perceives in her own mind state, in her own vision of what they see the United States as being in the future. So they're raising men that don't come along with the traditional values of what the United States usually has as it even relates to dynamics between women and men, dating, romance, marriage. Those women are changing the United States. They have a running head start, and they easily get other people on the bandwagon because they have tactics. They can use tradition and give it a negative connotation, not only about romance, but about anything. They can say, well, traditionally, these people were treated this way. And traditionally, these people were treated that way. And traditionally, this is what happened. And they could change history. They could take something that is fat and they can overblow it. And they could do that and get people on their side to help promote and propel an agenda that they already have. Like that. So they already have a running start and they're having sons, as I stated, and they can find feminized men to marry, to be in a relationship with, and they have boys and sons that they feminize and daughters that they masculinize. And that is setting the tone for the future generations like that and what the United States will become. While on the other hand, we have more the traditional male in the United States, white American, they're trying to hold on to maybe what the United States used to be, maybe keeping it white, keeping the money in the hands of white people, keeping the power in the hands of white people. And they're thinking that, well, the other mindset is going to change and they're going to come back and they're still going to start thinking like us or thinking the way the prior generation did. And they're going to come back on our side and they're going to see where they're wrong like that. No, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do it. And you're going to have to change your tactic. And this is what this group don't want to do. They don't want to realize that they're going to have, as it relates to future generations and dating and marrying, they're going to have to start seeking out women from other countries. Even though they may want to keep the United States white and keep the white power in white people's hands and keep the money in the white race here in the United States, that's not going to help them. You're going to fail doing that. Like that. Because even if you keep marrying white, the majority of the women are changing. They have a different mentality. They're going to feminize you, or they're going to feminize the son that you're going to have with them, and they're going to masculinize the daughter. It's going to spread like a virus. So what you're going to have to do is get that mentality of what the United States used to be, that vision of what the United States used to be, and you're going to have to bring in some type of purity of whiteness and keeping the money there and all of that and sameness and being attracted to what looks like you, what thinks like you, all of that. You got to get rid of that. You got to sacrifice something in order to survive like that. Now, is in order for your mentality to survive. Now, so it will be about, because it still will be about conditioning. And the New Age people use conditioning as a, and they give it a negative definition. Like they'll say society conditioned people to think this. Society conditioned generals. Society conditioned mentality. But then they, with their children, their sons, they condition them to be feminine. Like that. They propel the men to be feminine. They propel the women to be masculine. They're still not just letting the children just be and grow up and be who they are. They're directing it. And then they use the tactic against you to say it's because you condition whatever, what is now. The result of who the people are now. They use it against you, but they're using the same tactic to kind of balance the scales, but it's not balancing them. It's tipping the scales more in their favor. Now, so what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to stop being stingy. You got to get that whiteness and that part of racism out of your mind. And you're going to have to get women from other countries that have traditional mindsets from birth, that have not been raised here, that have not gone to school here, that doesn't see anything appealing about the mentality of Western women. The only thing they found appealing is about the United States is that there's more money here. There's a better life here. And they don't feel subjugated by being a woman. They don't feel oppressed about being a woman. They embrace their femininity and their womanhood. And they want to be married. And they want to have children. And they believe in gender roles. And they could also want to have careers. feminine and believing in gender roles doesn't mean that you don't want to have a career. And that you're not equal to men. All women don't think like that, but most of the women that don't think like that, they're in other countries. That's where the feminine women are. But see, in order to do that, white American men understand that then, okay, if they're going to have children, the children are going to be mixed race. They're not just going to be pure white race, whatever that meant. The United States won't be what it started off as, where white people had the power. They'll have mixed race children. And those children will grow up and be most definitely traditional and carry on the mentality of tradition. They'll just be mixed race. Like that. And also American women that are still feminine. It, because you have to breed out. You would have, because that's what they're doing. They're breeding you all out. The new age people are breeding you all out. They're having children. They're training their boys differently. They're training their daughters differently. And they're also spreading the word amongst other women. And women are jumping on the bandwagon. They're also able to get other people to go against you. And so that propels the bandwagon. So you have to breed them out. And you're behind in doing it. Because they've changed a significant amount of the population in the United States mentality and mindset. And they've done it through instigating anger at you all, so it gets people on their side. They do it by instigating a gripe that they feel that you all, that people should have with you all, and so it gets people on their side and gets people to approve more of their way of thinking. Like that. Even people that aren't in agreement with their way of thinking, they still go on their side because they have a gripe and a grievance with you all based on traditionally what has happened in the United States. So they're already breeding you out. They're already ahead of you. They're already ahead of the game. They embrace everything that is different about people. And they take that as they propel it. But it's to serve their own agenda like that. So they have people on their side. Because those people feel embraced. They feel welcome. They feel all of that like that. Even though they may not agree with everything it is that person is speaking about or proposing, but they just feel that they found a place where they're not discriminated against or they're embraced and accepted. So it gets people on their team. So they're way ahead of you. So what you need to do is be drastic. And it'll take a few generations. Start seeking women outside the United States from different countries. You have to pick and choose carefully that feel liberated and feel free and liberated already in their own mentality, in their own mental state. They are looking for American husbands. There are a lot of women from different countries that they feel that they hit the jackpot if they can get a white American husband. They feel like they will hit the jackpot and they will happily take the place of the women that don't want that way of life anymore. Or they want the man to change. Not wanting them to change in proportion to who they are so the United States can be great in itself, wanting them to change completely. Now, so by force. So what you will have to do is breed them out. You have to play their game to catch up because you get those women. Those women will be happy to come to the United States. They're quite feminine. They're very traditional. They're very family oriented. They could also still want careers. Some of them could also be educated or willing to get an education. And some of them would just want to be housewives and they will be happy with that. And they don't see it as being negative. Because American women will say being a housewife is negative, but then they'll say that being a housewife is the greatest thing you could ever do. But they get mad when men want them to be housewives. Or that they get angry because the traditional role of a woman was a housewife. Then they'll say the housewife was the best role you could have and that's the greatest job and the hardest job. So don't play those types of psychological games. Because these are sociopaths and psychopaths. So don't play those psychological games. Make change and be proactive in allowing it to happen. Women from other countries that are feminine, you're going to have to bring them here and you're going to have to deal with having mixed race children and let those be the next generation and raise them to be traditional. Their mother will most definitely be raising them to be traditional because she'll be bringing a traditional mindset from her own country. And don't think that women from the United States can change her. I was married to a man from another country for 22 years, lived in the house with him. He did not change. He was just as traditional when he came into the United States. Married me, then when we divorced, But the key is, as I stated in the other podcast, you have to get the ones that are not here in the United States. They have to be fresh from their country, not raised here, not went to school here. But they see what is happening here in the United States, and they don't think anything fabulous or liberating is about it. Don't get it twisted. They don't think anything is anything fabulous or liberating about the United States and women. They'll come here and want to keep their own customs, their own values, and they'll pass that along to their children. Because remember, the children spend more time with the mother than they do with the father. That question could go back to racism. But racism has always been blamed on white American men. But the children spend more time with the mother than they do with the father. Traditionally, they have, especially back in the day, because the men would not be working and the women would be at home raising children. So who raised them to be racist if racism is taught? So I could contradict everything that they say. Now, so is, but in order to propel their agenda, they put everything on the man, and it's most specifically the white American man. And no, I'm not saying that because I'm interested in white American men. I've never dated a white American man until recently, a month ago, but I'm not interested in them like that romantically. Or I haven't come across the one I'm interested in, but I do see what is happening. And you're going to have to play differently. You got to be different. You got to choose differently if you want different, or you're being breeded out. Because the children spend more time with the woman, so the woman is what is teaching the next generation of children through her own mentality. And she also has an outreach and a platform to teach other women and to get women on her side, or other groups of people, minorities on her side. And off yours, even though they may not fully agree with her, but it gives her ammunition. Like that. And they're good with the media. They're good with podcasts. They're good with YouTube videos pointing out the errors of the patriarchy, quotation marks. And when they're talking about the patriarchy, they're talking about white American men. They're good at using people, the media. They're good at that type of stuff. And you all are tagging along thinking, well, one day they're going to realize they made a mistake and they're going to start thinking, no, it'll be too late. You're already behind. And American women that are still feminine, you need to choose men from, and men from other countries are going to be hesitant to deal with American women because men from other countries are more traditional. And the feminists will tell you that what tradition means that they want you in the kitchen and they want to be beating you and they want to be forcing you and they want to treat you less than. That's what they'll tell other women, and other women will believe that. They come and sidetrack the woman's mind because the woman's mind is feeble and has a follower instinct behind it. Like that. In the United States specifically, the women do. And they call it liberated. So it is about the women from other countries you're needing, women from the United States specifically that have the means, you're needing to seek traditional males from other countries. Like that were born and raised in other countries. And they bring their traditional mindset, their traditional values, their work ethic here in the United States. And then into the future, generations down the line, the United States will be traditional still, but the people will just look different. So you all is like, people that have the traditional mindset, it's about what is more important to you, that because of what you're going to have to do in the future generations, they start to look different and they don't look white and they have the power, but they'll be your descendants. And that's how you keep the traditional value, to keep the traditional mindset, you keep the essence of what the United States is, which is more important to you. Or because the ones that are working against you, it'll stay white, and the power will stay in white Americans' hands. They'll give minorities crumbs that have supported them and helped elevate them to carry out their agenda, but it'll stay white, but the United States will be completely changed. But not for the positive. It'll be weakened. It will be weakened. And the only way to keep a country going is by producing children. And the type of children you produce depends on the type of person you're deciding to produce the children with. And the mindset of the woman you're deciding to produce the children with. So you're going to have to decide what's more important. The power you hold as it relates to you being white and your descendants being white, or the power you hold and you continue to keep it, but your descendants may not be as white as they used to be. Hell, they'll look better. And a mixed race child most definitely is physically, as it relates to longevity and mentality, it will most definitely be boosted. Like that, the qualities of the child. It will produce a better descendant, a better next generation. That's the truth of the situation. Like that.